What are the things that you've seen and heard throughout your life that have had the most effect on you, that have been mind-blowing, that have been truly awesome? I thought I'd share with you some of the things that in my life have been mind-blowing, awesome, that I've seen and heard. That's the first one. Anybody know what that is? What kind of Aston Martin? That's what makes it so incredible. This is not just any Aston Martin. This is an Aston Martin V8 Zagato. There are only 50 in existence. Well, actually, there's only 49 in existence because Rowan Atkinson had one and he smashed his up. when I was that age, that's me stylishly, there on the left-hand side as you look at the picture, I think I was 16, maybe 17. We were on a Pathfinder camp, a youth camp, and just down the road from where we were in the Lake District, there was this car parked in somebody's drive. I ran to see it. I never run anywhere. And we plagued this poor man's life out. We sat in it. We poured all over it, looked at the engine, took photographs of it. And in those days, 1985, I think it was, he'd paid £97,000 for it. And unlike the rest of us, the moment we drive our car off the forecourt, it halves in value. His went up to £250,000 in value the moment he owned it and drove it out. It was a marvelous thing. I live at that moment again and again and again and again and again. But it doesn't stop, because this was a recent trip to Italy, and there in the middle of the car park, just in a place where we were, was a, anybody know? What kind of Ferrari? F40, quite possibly the most glorious, significant, yearning after Ferrari of all time. An incredible car, and it was just in the car park. There were a couple of other expensive classics dotted around, but there was this Ferrari just there. What do you say? You see some amazing things, don't you? What else have I seen that's amazing? How about this? Does anybody know where that is? Nope. Not the Grand Canyon? Antelope Canyon. Well done, you get a prize. So that's Antelope Canyon near Lake Powell in Utah. I think it's Utah or Nevada. And it's a slot canyon. And it is the most mind-blowingly beautiful, mysterious intertwining of these reds and yellows and golden colors as the light comes down kind of about from the height of the roof here, and it waves its way through the sandstone, and it just goes on and on. At places it's only 6 feet wide, and it's beautiful, really, really beautiful. One of the most beautiful places, magical, mysterious places I've ever been to. How about this? A tree. Not just any tree. Anybody any idea where that tree is? California, say again. It's a sequoia. Now, doesn't look that impressive, does it, in that picture? Okay, looks quite big, you know, it's a tree, looks quite big, until you realize, do this for me. There are the people. There. Okay, so they're somewhere just about there. These trees are a third bigger, third taller than the Nelson's Column. Think about that, a living tree, a third taller than Nelson's Column, and wider around the waist than Nelson's Column. They are huge, and this isn't even the biggest. It's just one of many in a grove of giants. I have never encountered anything more majestic than that, ever in my life, and I never will. And I go back to this picture, I go back to that day, and relive it again, and we nearly thought it would have been something we could have missed out on our trip. But gosh, of everything that we did when we went to California, that was the thing that stays with me as being awesome in the true sense of the word. What else is good? Well, how about this, when you see this?
Jacob.
Jacob, what have you seen or heard that's amazing?
I've seen this new video for a smuggler's
Ah, you see, there's a man after my own heart. A new video for Smuggler's Run at Disney World. Is that a ride? Yeah? Are you going this year or next year? Next year. Your mum and dad here? Anybody here that belongs to Jacob? No? No? Get saving now. Anybody? Go on. When you held your baby brother for the first time, you didn't drop him? No? Were you nervous about dropping him? And did you love him immediately? Yeah? Fantastic. Go on.
I released baby turtles into the sea.
You've released baby turtles into the sea. Oh, well, you're one up on Pauline. She just stuffed it back in the sand, so that's very good. Last go.
Swimming with sea lions.
I saw a video about a sea lion pulling a little girl off a quay once. That frightened me to death. But you were brave enough to swim with sea lions and dolphins. We all, don't we? We have things that are we've seen and we've heard that are beautiful. And even though lots of you haven't put your hands up, you will all know something that you've seen or heard which has stuck in your memory, that has been so amazing that you've wanted to tell people about it. What have you seen and heard about Jesus that's amazing? What have you seen and heard about Jesus that's amazing? Somebody give me an answer. Hello, what's your name?
Molly.
Molly, tell me what you think, Molly.
He rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead. Fabulous answer. That's just amazing, isn't it? We know that Jesus rose from the dead. That should have been the first thing perhaps on everybody's lips. What else? What else do we know about Jesus that's amazing? That he loves everyone. Now that really is amazing. Because I know some people that are really difficult to love. And I'm one of them. And yet, Jesus loves everyone. That's amazing. Tell me, Jenny, where did you hear that? From church, from parents, from the Bible, from lots of good people. That's where Jenny has heard that from. What else do we know? What else is awesome and wonderful and good about Jesus? I wouldn't have thought this was so hard, to be honest. Hey? Sheila. He forgives us all. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Who here needs forgiveness for something? Yeah? Some of you haven't put your hands up. I think you need forgiveness for fibbing. But there you go. He forgives us all. What else is good have we heard and seen that's good about Jesus? Roger, let's come all the way over to you. I don't know why I'm running because I haven't got a microphone, but there you go. Go on, Roger.
The fulfillment of prophecy in the Bible, the central character.
The fulfillment of prophecy in the Bible, that he's the central character and he's proved, it's proved to be right because they promised him and there he was in the New Testament. Is that what you mean? Excellent. Very, very, very clever, that one.
Because of Jesus, I know that I can be right with God.
Because of Jesus, I know I can be right with God. That's another good one. Imagine if you were not right with God, the creator of the world, and actually there was a bit of a gap between you. That would be a bit scary, wouldn't it? Who else can give me something... Go on, Joe.
It's fully God and fully human. It's amazing.
Why is that amazing?
Well, I can't really understand it.
Okay. Isn't it amazing that we have somebody who is God who understands what it's like to be a human? He understands what it's like to feel hurt and to feel anxiousness and to feel pain and to feel happiness and sadness and love and desire and all those things. Amazing. He's not distant from us. He knows exactly what it's like. Jeff, shout it out because I'm not running anymore. He loves all of us. We've had that, but it's worth saying again. He loves all of us. Sheila, now we're getting into the stride of it. Go on.
He's coming again.
He's coming again. He's not left us. He's not left us and said, well, I've had enough. I'm off. He's promised to come again. What else do we know about God that's wonderful in connection with he's coming again and he hasn't left us? Who said that? Holy Spirit. Tina, fantastic. Did you say it as well, Rowena? Wonderful. He's left his Holy Spirit with us now. There is so much that we know about Jesus that is amazing. That is amazing. And, you know, the thing is, We've seen, we can see what we know about Jesus in all kinds of places. We can see it in the Bible where we read about it. We can know what Jesus has done and hear what Jesus has done by listening to other people, telling us their stories of what God has made, how God has made a difference in their lives. We do that every month at our Sunday conversation. In 2 weeks' time, it's at one of our own congregation. It's Isik Su, who's going to be our guest. And I spoke to him on Friday. We live linked from Korea. And one of the things he said was, well, I came to the last Sunday conversation, and it was very exciting, and I don't think I've got a very exciting story to tell in my life. But, you know, the exciting thing is that God loves him, and that God has walked with him through his life in different ways and at different times. And it's just like it is for all of us. We can see God at work in the testimony of other people's lives. We can see God at work in the how we live, in our daily living. We can see God at work through our own stories. God has been at work in my story for a very, very long time. And you too can know God at work in your own story. You can see him and you can hear him in the Bible, in other people's stories, in your own daily story. You can know, you can hear him through your prayers. We spend time praying to God. We hear him talking to us. The promptings from other people, the things that are said, and just in the presence of his Spirit. And then we can know God and we can hear God and we can see God as we get involved in what he's doing. And we would call that ministry in the church. Not just ministry like this, but maybe ministry like this. Or ministry taking the collection. Or ministry helping with the children's work. Or ministry helping with work with the older members. Or ministry helping with beavers and cubs. Helping them come to know Jesus and to have fun at the same time. All kinds of different things. But the thing that John says to us in our reading today is, it's not just about you and I knowing God. It's not just about you and I hearing God or seeing God at work in things. It's about you and I telling other people how fantastic God is. I could talk to you forever about Aston Martins, Agatos, sequoia trees, polar bears, my wedding to the most beautiful woman in the world, Emma's wedding, all those things. I could just talk and talk and talk. You probably find that hard to believe. You also could talk and talk and talk about the things that are precious to you, exciting to you, things that have blown your mind. You could show me photographs, no doubt. They're probably all over your Facebook page or Instagram. They're probably there for the world to see, or your chosen few. And you hope everybody will like them when you put up the things that you think are amazing and wonderful. When it comes to Jesus, we're called to say to people, let me tell you how amazing he is, because I've seen it and I've heard it. I've read it in the Bible. I've seen it in my life. I've heard about it in the lives of other people. And I want you to know how wonderful it is, so that you too can know it for yourself. John finishes the little paragraph that we had the verse from this morning, and he says, I say this so that our joy may be complete. Not just his joy, but everybody's joy. If you know Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior, joy comes. And what more joyful thing to do than to spread that to other people so that others will know what God has done for you. As I say, I can be evangelistic about any of those pictures that are up there, but I am most evangelistic about God and what Jesus has done for me. And I hope today you've caught a glimpse in the service that we've had about how wonderful Jesus is. I hope it's made you think about that and made you think, I would like Jesus to be real in my life. Maybe you'll talk to somebody over coffee who will say to you, do you know, Jesus is real for me and it makes a difference in my life. I really hope that those of you who know that to be true will say that, because that's what John calls us to do, to share what we've seen and what we've heard about the wonder of Jesus Christ. That was our motto text in 2017. We saw it, we heard it, and now we're telling you so that you can experience it along with us. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you that you have given us so many things to be grateful for: your resurrection, our forgiveness, your life on earth, so that we know you, understand us. We want to